This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, good morning. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Paniadovich with you. This is Bet Sweats. Sam, how you feeling, man?
Anything happen yesterday?
Nothing. No. Were you on the phone at all? Anything going on? No? Phone not ringing off the hook? Welcome in to Bet Sweats. We'll be hanging out with you for the next few hours. Nate Collins will drop by, per usual, coming up in about 20 minutes in the 10 o'clock hour, 10:20 Eastern time. We'll talk to our buddy Rick Camp. Love doing this every year. Check in with Rick throughout the NBA season, preseason, throughout the year. Just do check-in, and then later on, of course, a playoff preview. Always, wherever I'm at, always do content with Rick. He's all over the futures. I love that. Kind of lets people who've been focused on the NFL and college football. Okay, here are some awards things to look out for, just to keep in mind. And even if you don't want to bet it, just keep a close eye on it when most people are not paying attention to the NBA. So looking forward to that conversation with Rick Camp coming up at 10:20. Our weekly foul territory guest, 11 a.m. Eastern. Power rankings today. Five worst NFL teams. Five worst. There's a lot of bad in this league right now, and we're going to try to rank them. I don't know that there's much that separates all of them. Where do you want to start here? NBA, was that on the mind?
Yeah, because Buddy Hield knocked in five threes after this was discussed yesterday. We sort of showcased the room plays, the five room plays in each NBA game, and Paul's rifling through the Warriors-Lakers props, and it's Buddy Hield under 2.5, juiced under. And we said, that's the one right there. That's the one. That's the one that's so random and that actually doesn't sound like a good bet to begin with. Then you compound the bad bet with the bad juice on the bet, and Jake comes in and goes, ladders? Question mark. The number was 2.5. Buddy Hield knocked in five threes last night for Golden State.
Damn. So Hield hit. I remember Dort being up there for the Thunder game, right? He was in the I don't know if he was number one, but he was up there. And he went 0 for 8.
He took a million threes. He took a million. But
the volume was there, right? So I don't – right size, wrong – I don't know. Process-wise, I – not sure. Took a million. Just couldn't make any of them.
Yeah. NBA was interesting. I did watch last night double overtime between the Rockets and the Thunder. Thunder team, I think a lot of people are just expecting to breeze to 65, 70 wins. And I don't know. When everybody's taking their best shot at you the following season, it's different. Last year, I think everybody knew they were good and were probably – you know, the team to beat in the postseason. But when you win that first title, it is different the second year around. Now, Houston's one of the best contenders in the West. I'm not saying Oklahoma City is going to lose to these bad teams, but it is different when you're wearing the crown. So that'll be one game that we kind of set aside. Okay, the Thunder have won a game. They're 1-0, but they're 0-1 ATS. And that'll be something that you definitely want to follow all season because – you're going to pay the tax, the championship tax, the Shea tax every night on props. the Chet Holmgren tax, all that stuff. You're going to pay the premium this year on OKC. And they were, you know, a 7-point favorite when we got off the air. They win the game by one in double overtime. And then how about Curry last night? He took a three as the shot clock was winding down from about 32 feet deep right wing. And then Noah Eagle, who, you know, we could talk about Noah Eagle maybe a different day. There's an alien in Los Angeles. I'm like, dude, chill out, man.
Wait, hold on. You don't like Noah Eagle?
I like Noah Eagle, but he's just like in the big moments. There's an alien loose in Los Angeles. Really? That's the call?
He does a good job on Saturday Night College Football. That's where I see him for the most part. But yeah. I didn't see that call. The alien. You know how it goes. Like, people are looking for their thing. They're hoping to stumble into their thing, their catchphrase. And if they find it, they think it's going to be a big deal.
Calling a basketball player an alien to me is not a good call. I don't know.
It didn't work. He threw it against the wall. It didn't work, Sam. He's going to go back to the well. He's going in the lab all week. He's going to try to come up with his next catchphrase to impress Sam Pantianovich.
He does not care. He makes a lot more money than I do, and he's very good at his job. I just thought of all the lines that you could have dropped after that three. There's an alien loose in Los Angeles.
That is a little ridiculous.
Yeah. We need to play that audio. At some point in the show, we need Jake to find that audio. I want you to hear it live, and you let me know what you think.
Okay, I do need to hear that. How old is he, by the way? I mean, he looks 7. He looks like your guy over at ESPN. What's his face? Solak. Yeah, he looks like Ben Solak.
Joining us live from the second grade classroom, it's Ben Solak.
We're just going to trash everyone, basically.
Everybody.
He's 28? Good God, man.
You got a great job. You got a great job. I wonder how he got that job.
Oh, stop it. No, see, people do this with Joe Buck, too.
No, he's good.
Joe Buck is great at his job. It gets you to a point. It gets you in the door. But to truly climb the ladder at that level, you've got to be terrific. Like, you know, around here, especially Chicago, and I know it happens everywhere. People think Joe Buck hates their team, and that's how it's always been. It is bad at Chicago because he came up as a Cardinals guy, right? So all the Cubs fans are jealous. Oh, he hates the Cubs. He hates everything he says, right? I think Buck's awesome. Like, when you hear Buck's voice, you know it's a big game. And yes, Noah has his dad, Ian, who's terrific as well. Noah's not at that level. It got him in. It's gotten him gigs. But, you know, to do what he's doing now, he's good. They're looking at him as being a guy that's going to be one of the dudes for the next 30 to 40 years. So if I were a network, I would want to scoop him up too. And he sounds just like his dad anyways. Sounds like you got his dad anyways.
He definitely has job security. That's for sure. No doubt. He's good. He was awesome in the Olympics when he was calling the USA games with D Wade. Ironically enough, when Curry hit 8 threes against France. Very good. I still want you to hear the aliens call. And then we can move on.
I need to hear it. I need to hear it. We will hear it. So I didn't watch a second of the NBA last night, and that's okay because I know there are a lot of people that did not. But like, I did go back this morning. I watched all the highlights. I watched some of the stuff that aired in the pregame, and I wanted to. I went out of my way to do it. I do think there are some other NBA fans or fringe NBA fans, I would say my age, that probably – watched it or went back and saw some of it just because of the nostalgia factor and how strong it is. So you're younger than me, but how old were you 90s prime Jordan years?
When Jordan won his sixth title, I was 9. I was born in 89.
So like sports then around that time and years after that, it's like everything to you. Especially if we choose to go into this business, it's everything. So we grew up in Chicago. Jordan's it. Jordan's everything. We didn't miss a thing. The NBA, NBC, everything that they had. So like last night, and you know, I would randomly run into it. And if I would hear it, I would not stop Round Ball Rock. You know, you see Tesh, if you've ever seen it on YouTube, the performance that the live performance that he's had there. You think back like all those NBA shows, waking up Saturday morning and knowing that there would be a big NBA game. Nostalgia's powerful, man. And like, it had me thinking about, in the last few years, there's been so much stuff related to the 90s that's come out, like documentaries and stuff. Man, does it draw you in. And then during COVID, when there was no new content of anything, any kind of show, any kind of entertainment, like, what did we get? We got Jordan's doc, and it was must-watch TV on a more recent basis. And it just, it brings everything rushing back. And when you hear Round Ball Rock, it brings Bird and Jordan and Magic, like all of those memories come rushing back. And it was just such a different time. And we understand why it's not the same. Just, they were talking about it last night too, just the rivalries and why we, growing up in that time, think that was the best era for basketball. But I think anybody would say that when they were a kid, that was the best era for basketball.
They did do a splicing of current NBA stars to the 90s theme. So they come out, they do the laser, the NBC
laser. I saw
that.
That was cool.
And then they play the music, and then they ask current players what 90s basketball meant to them. And SGA's like, I got nothing. Like, I don't even know when he was born. I'm going to guess SGA was born in 1998 without even looking this up. Okay.
Did you July see Wemby's 12th, reaction?
1998. No, I did not. What did Wemby
say? He's like, are you serious? It's like, what? Are you serious?
Yeah, these kids don't know. How are they supposed to know? He was born in 1998.
Yeah. Yeah. LeBron had something, though. I don't know if he was being honest with it all, but, you know, he's been around so long. Of course. Of course. But, yeah, like, just certain memories. Oh, what a spectacular move! It is like, you know, like, oh, man, Marv Albert back in the day was the best. The czar of a telestrator, Mike Fratello. And just everything was larger than life. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just because we're adults now and we're in the business. It doesn't feel that way. But, of course, you know, we were kids back then. It does feel pretty cool, even though the reality is it on NBC a lot? No. The games will be on Peacock for the most part. We're not going to see it. I was surprised that they decided to take the NBC lineup and push it to the side last night to air those two NBA games. But it is cool because, you know, for us, it's when NBA was its best, was its biggest. A lot of people would agree with that, even if they weren't kids in the 90s. But it was pretty cool. So did you watch the sit down with Jordan that he did with Mike Tirico?
Yeah, the 2 minute, 30 three second minute clip that they're going to splice and they're going to basically share throughout the season, I guess. Okay.
So that's what that is? They're going to do 3 minutes every week?
I think they just want to give you a little taste, just a little taste every chance they get. And then it will all come together over, I don't know if it's the whole season. I can't imagine they break that interview with Tirico down and share it throughout the season. But they didn't want to give you the whole thing yesterday. You got 2.5, 245. It was fine. Jordan, at 60-plus, Jordan's like, I wish I could throw my shorts out and get out there. Like, he still wants to play. So, yeah, I mean, I've got a soft spot for Jordan. And one more thing on your point on the NBA on NBC, I could still – to this day, hear Marv Albert in the back of my mind. The Bulls, the Knicks, next on NBC. Like, I can still hear it. Yeah, it's just, it'll always resonate. That music, that sound, that feel, it will always resonate.
Bro, put John Starks on TV, I'm going to be pissed. You know what I mean? Like, we hated those teams. Hated them, especially those Knicks. And the Pacers, too. Like, Reggie is a more likable figure now because he's an excellent broadcaster. At least I think so. And, you know, a high-end former player. And I think he's pretty good at it. But, like, back in the day, oh, you hated Reggie. Hated all of them. I didn't mind Detlef Schrempf. You know, Rick Smits was fine. But Reggie, you know, the rest of the Pacers was actually good. It was just Reggie that was the guy that was annoying. And you understand why. You know, he gave him the choke sign to people, and, you know, he played into that. I think that's something that a lot of fans that grew up in the 90s, 2000s, that we wanted LeBron to lean into. And he just didn't want to be the villain. He didn't want to be the bad guy. Like, I think most people wanted him to have a little Oakley in him, a little Reggie Miller, Starks, but no, he likes to be liked by everyone. He's going to say in front of a microphone what he thinks other people are going to want to hear.
Yeah. When you want to be liked by everybody, though, you're not. Mm-mm. You can't create that. You could only hope to. He's definitely not liked by everybody. We're going to talk
to you,
especially me. Well, I've got many LeBron stories. This is not a sports show. It's a sports betting show. So I wanted to bring this up before we take a time out here. Did you see what the Ravens did yesterday in the locker room? They have taken away all the toys. So now that the Bears are rolling in, it's do or die for the Ravens, according to Front Office Sports, after falling to 1-5 off the bye, the Ravens have removed the players' ping pong table, video games, basketball hoop, cornhole boards. All of that is out of the locker room. So now they're focused on football and football only.
I think that's worth a point to the spread. They are going to kick the Bears' ass.
You think?
Yes. 6.5. It's still 6.5. I see a 7 popping. That's where we've been, even when the look ahead with the Ravens not playing last week. I truly believe it, though. I expect them to cover the point spread. Do you?
I do. It's a big number, but I feel like don't it's care. That big for a reason.
I kind of don't. It's not a Bears thing either. It probably doesn't matter the opponent all that much. As long as it's not an upper echelon team, this is the all-in game. Your season is here, right in front of you. Nate Collins next, Joe O, Sammy P, Betzlitz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
BetSweats, BetMGM Network, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic. Every Wednesday, buddy Nate Collins, he drops by the show. Follow him on X, all his social medias, at BigN98. He of the Greenlight Podcast. Nate, how you feeling, man?
Feeling good. How about you guys?
Yeah, no complaints. We're trying to figure out how many points it's worth to the line when a football team comes in and removes all the toys from the locker room. I don't know if you saw this story. The Ravens are done messing around. They're taking out the ping pong table, the video games, the basketball hoop, the bean bags. Everything is out of the locker room. They mean business now against the Bears.
I think this is a bad – I think if you've ever been a part of a team and this happens, and I have been, like, honestly, all it does, it ruins kind of like the team morale in the locker room. Like, there's no camaraderie. Like, playing those games and doing that is time for guys to kind of like to build camaraderie, to kind of talk about, hey, like, how bad things are going. Hey, how can we make it better? It just makes it a lot easier to do that in that type of setting rather than just sitting in your lockers all moping or looking at the ground or just figuring out like, hey, we suck right now. Like, what are we going to do to turn it around? Like, ping pong and the foosball table, that's not why you're losing. And I just feel like coaches sometimes they overreact and they kind of want to try to change the culture of what's going on. And I just feel like if you're doing this now, it means that it's already been a bad culture inside, and in the past you guys have been winning, so all this stuff hasn't been addressed, and now you're trying to address it when you guys are have a record like you have now. And I just feel like it doesn't really do anything for me. It doesn't make me feel like they're going to come out and play better than they have been,
because they might be pissed. Yeah, that's interesting. Well, what happened? Give us the situation. Please tell me it was the Bears. When did when did this sort of thing happen with you?
Yeah, did Trust
I don't know
your apple slices or what? What happened?
I think it was the Bears, and yes. It was just like, also too, it's one of those things where guys could be in there arguing or betting or being upset heading into practice, and that can also make a coach be like, hey, you guys are worried about losing video games rather than winning real games. So, and if Lamar is going to be back, which I think he is, obviously they're going to play better and they're going to play different. So if they win, it's one of those things where I don't know if next week we hear, oh, they got the ping pong table back, but it's not going to be because of that. It's going to be because Lamar Jackson played well and because Derrick Henry played well if they win.
I do remember that first training camp. That was one of my first years around the Bears, 2013. That was your last year in Chicago, and they brought in Trestman, and he's like, we're going to go to the pool and sing Kumbaya and eat orange slices. And I'm like, this ain't going to work. Like, I just like that. I know it works in the CFL maybe, but that had to be a culture change for you guys, right?
No, it definitely was. I said, I tell people all the time, Trestman was an amazing coach. And this is crazy to say, is just that his one downfall, I thought, is that he never MF'd us. He never got like really mad or kind of like established like that type of dominance as a head coach. And we had a lot of egos on our team. And I feel like if he did that a couple of times to kind of show like, hey, I'm the coach, I'm running this, I think it would have bode better for him. But X's and O's, probably one of the smartest coaches I've ever been around in my entire life, hands down.
He had no chance, man. Correct me if I'm wrong, half the locker room was pissed about Lovey and what the Bears did to him. So it was going to be tough to win people over.
Absolutely. Lovey, everyone loved Lovey. And then the season that we had when Lovey got fired, it's kind of one game away from making the playoffs. It was different time for a lot of those vets in there, and a lot of people in Chicago at that time didn't really understand or think that was fair. So whoever was going to be the coach, it was going to be a tough spot.
Let's turn the page and let's talk about football this weekend as opposed to football from 12 years ago. That's my fault. I took us there. It's my fault.
No, I love those stories. Hey, man, it's nostalgia day. Last night, everybody's watching NBA on NBC, thinking about Jordan, Bird, Patrick Ewing. Like, it's fine. People love it.
All right. You want me to go back in my toolbox?
No, we're good. No. We can go back.
All right. We're good. We're going to move forward. Okay.
No,
all right.
No, Nate's having bad flashbacks. They made him sit next to offensive players in his locker room.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So the Bengals have Joe Flacco now. Not Joe Burrow, Joe Flacco. And they are a 6.5-point favorite against the Jets. You want to talk bad? let's talk Jets. They've made the quarterback change. They go to Tyrod Taylor. The Bengals just won on Thursday. Everybody watched Ja'Marr Chase catch a million passes. Is there any way you would consider a bet on the Jets at +6.5 or +7?
I can't do it this week. I can't. I just feel like every week we're going to see Joe Flacco and Ja'Marr Chase and Higgins. I think we're just going to see them get better and better. Obviously, like, what people have to understand, Joe Flacco joined this team, 2 weeks ago in the middle of the week. And it's one of those things where it's very, very impressive everything he's been able to do. And, yeah, last game, even if it was just throw the ball to Ja'Marr Chase, the fact that they can do that at a high clip and they haven't even been in the building or throwing passes and catching passes from each other for a month yet, I just think that every week we're going to see them get a lot better. And the Jets – our team that they do have a pretty decent defense, but I just don't think this is the week where they maybe step it up and try to stop Joe Flacco. I think Joe Flacco, he's settling in, and this offense, he's realizing he has a lot of weapons, and I think it could get scary for some teams offensive wise playing the Bengals coming up.
With Nate Collins, Green Light Pod. I'm sure you're hearing it from Eagles fans this week. They got to feel pretty good about how Hurts looked, how that deep ball was rolling against an excellent defense in Minnesota. They just played the Giants. So what do you think about this spot? It's a revenge spot. They lose to the Giants by a couple of scores. Now they get the Giants in their building before they go on bye. What do you think about the 5-2 Eagles against the G-Men this weekend?
Eagles are so hard. They're so hard to try to understand sometimes. And I feel like the Giants as well, like, they're coming off a terrible loss. So I don't know if that means this week, even though it's Eagle week, I don't know if it gets coached that much harder this week and maybe that defense and those guys really try to rise to the challenge and Dable can get those guys focused and thinking about it being a divisional game and how we just beat them and we have the recipe and if they can do it again. I just feel like the Giants are playing good football. It's a bad loss. Hopefully they can get over it and keep it moving. But I like the +7. I kind of like that number if you're going to take a bet on that game. But if the Eagles come out and they continue to do – if Jalen Hurts plays the way he did, it's going to be hard for teams to beat the Eagles, if I'm being honest.
I told Joe the story on Monday. I was having a cookout at the house on Sunday, and I had a buddy here who took all of his Survivor entries and put them on Denver. And he was not happy for three quarters. If you could have seen him, though, in the fourth quarter, just watch him watch the game. When Denver scores 33 in the fourth, he was having the most fun of his entire life at my house in the fourth quarter, man.
Our producer Reed is a big Broncos fan, so he of course was loving that game. And if any Broncos fans out there, like, I just feel bad for the people. If you were at the game, you're a Broncos fan and you left early, like, golly, did you pick a wrong game to leave early on? And it was a crazy one because that many points in the fourth quarter is absolutely absurd.
So Sam's been having fun with you with your Super Bowl prediction. And on the AFC side, you're looking smart. Like, the Patriots haven't played tough teams. They got a tough defense this week, though, but they just keep going out, getting the job done. Drake May has now entered the MVP conversation. But I want to talk about the other side. They do win again. I'm talking about Green Bay, your Green Bay pick. Sunday Night Football in Pittsburgh, Green Bay favored by 3. But since those first couple of games, like, the Packers are doing what they have to do to win. I can't say that I've been impressed with what I've seen. What do you think about what you've seen from Green Bay heading into this game in Pittsburgh after they lose a game that they should have won last week?
Hey, this is what I tell people. You don't got to be impressive to win the Super Bowl. You don't got to be impressive to win games. And I just feel like Green Bay is a team that they're gritty and they just find a way to win games. They have a capable quarterback and they're a team on offense. If they don't turn the ball over, they're going to at least flip the field position or get into field goal range, if not score. They have a defense now with Micah Parsons that absolutely terrorizes any offense. So it's one of those things that they absolutely have the formula to keep it going. And yes, like after the first couple of games, seeing them kind of score at a high clip, I think they'll get Jacobs going. I don't think Green Bay is necessarily going to be the team this year that's going to be winning games by 10 points, 14 points. I think they have a team that they're going to be able to stay in games, score with teams, and make stops like we seen with Micah kind of ending this last game. I think that's what they have their focus on, and they've been doing that.
Dr. Fax has the number one seed in the NFC right now, Green Bay, and the number two seed in the AFC. So what do I know? I know nothing. I had right. Buffalo, San Francisco. San Francisco's winning, but I don't know that can last. If you had a coach of the year vote, Dr. Fax, are you going Vrabel? Are you going Steichen, Peyton, Shanahan, Bowles?
He's going McDonald. Cohen. He's going
Cohen. You know what's funny? I don't – obviously, like, there's – I should know this if there's other awards for this, but mm-hmm. I don't know if you can give it to an assistant coach, but I'm giving it to Robert Saleh. Like, I'm absolutely giving it to Robert Saleh. What he's doing with the 49ers defense is so impressive to me. Them losing Bosa and Fred Warner and you, like, having the next man up, like, guys in the building ready to play the way that they played the last game. Me, as being an ex third string practice squad guy, last man on the 53, like just floating back and forth. It's one of those things where every team has those guys, and like you're just waiting for your shot. You're never hoping guys get hurt, but you know that's part of the game. And if guys get hurt, like sometimes you only get one chance to prove that you're ready to play in those spots. And I think the 49ers defense as a whole this year, with all the injuries and plug and play that they had to do, I think Robert Saleh should really, really be commended on his job, how he just jumped in there. And these guys every week, it doesn't matter if you know who the players are, they're out there making the plays that they need to. And it's very impressive.
Yeah. So the assistant coach of the year, you can't find it every sports book, but that's a brand new award that is just starting this year. And I think you're right. Like, that's the dude that is going to get a lot of attention if he hasn't already. All right. We got to talk about Virginia. Here's the week, man. North Carolina, the line is 10.5. How much are they going to win by?
Bro, I think we're going to blow the doors off. I think we have to. I think we have to start. We have to start thinking about these voters and all this stuff later on in the year, these just in case, like we had a close one last game. I mean, to win a game on a safety homecoming weekend is absolutely crazy. I'm not going to lie. It's a game that towards the end of it, I was like, golly, if we lose this game like this, this is going to be crazy. And we got a gift. I don't know why that off returner called a fair catch like he did, but that game, just watching it and us winning it, I was so grateful. But I think that Virginia, now we have to start thinking about putting our foot on these teams' throats, trying to run the score up in these games and getting ready for the postseason. Top 12, the college football playoffs. I'm loving it. I'm loving the way the Hoos are going right now. And it looks like if we keep playing the way we do, the way we have been playing, it looks like we'll be playing Miami in the ACC championship game. And I like our offense, the way we play and score points right now, that we can play against anyone in the country. So it's going to be an exciting back half of the football season for the Hoos. But I think we're about to put bell to ass to Belichick this weekend, honestly. And I can't wait. I don't think Belichick is going to pick this week where it's all going to turn around. No.
Join the party. The long list of teams that have been smashing the Tar Heels. Virginia going to be one of them. I think you're right. Looking forward to seeing it. All right, Nate, enjoy the weekend of games. We'll talk to you next week. Nate Collins here of the Green Light Pod. Joe O, Sammy P. We'll play some 3-2-1 on college football conference futures. We'll talk about that ACC next on the BetMGM Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Joe O, Sammy P, we are on X. I'm at Joe Ostrowski, Sam at SP Shoot. Appreciate Nate Collins for hopping on, getting some old lovey stories. We have a lot of Chicago listeners. Trustman stories, I'm sure they appreciated that. We'll do some power rankings coming up top of the hour. We do this every Wednesday. This week, we are going to power rank the worst five teams in the NFL. Fade material. Maybe not ATS, but certainly fade material if you are still alive in survivor pools. One way to look at it, or, you know, teams to go against with teasers, stuff like that. Moneyline parlays, all that good stuff. All right. We want to bring in Paul Aspen. We're going to play a little 3-2-1, switch things up with college football and go over some conference futures. Hey, Paul.
Yes, so I think Big 12 is a good place to start because it is wide open. I think, Joe, it was you that brought up a listener who was looking at maybe Houston at 85-1. At BetMGM, there's a 50 on Houston. So the way we're going to do this is 3-2-1, pick a winner in the Big 12. Texas Tech is your favorite at minus 115, obviously dealing with some quarterback injury issues. Arizona State, BYU, Cincy. Utah's got two losses. So let me ask you this. Do we eliminate any team that has two losses at this point in conference?
You don't have to. I mean, I think it's easy to do so, but I wouldn't eliminate anybody in the Big 12 yet because that conference is so wonky. Do I think Iowa State, TCU, Baylor are going to win? No. Kansas State, Utah, Kansas? No. But I don't know that I'd bet them. Like, I don't think we have to eliminate them, but I'm not going to bet them, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, for the purpose of this conversation, you're basically looking at a list of five teams that have zero or one loss. Are the BYU Cincinnati is going to have two losses by the end of the year. And then you have multiple of the one loss teams all lose again. And then there are tiebreakers involved too. I am eliminating the two losses. Like, I'm not interested in it. I guess, Sam, you were kind of saying that too, because you're not betting them. But yeah, they could win. But I'm not interested for the purpose of this conversation in even thinking about it. I think you've got to stick to the top five right now, which is BYU, Cincinnati undefeated in conference, and then Arizona State, Texas Tech, and Houston.
And last question. We're saying like 3-2-1. You're betting on this team at like the current number or just picking a winner?
Ooh, I think betting. Okay. I think number has to be part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Big 12. Who's winning? 3-2-1.
Houston.
BYU. Oh, the music. Perfect.
Oh, here we go. I forgot
about it. Is it back? All right.
There we go. All right. Yeah. Paul, did you give an answer?
Cincy. Yeah. Okay. I figured at 8-1, take one of the 8 or 7-1, take one of the two teams that doesn't have a conference loss. Cincy's defense has been much worse than expected, but they might be figuring some things out. They just haven't, they play in shootouts. Offense is prolific. So I will, at that number, undefeated right now between those two. I don't buy Arizona State at all. I'm not betting Texas Tech at -115 when their quarterback's all banged up. So almost by process of elimination, give me the Bearcats.
Yeah, and Dillingham has been talking for weeks about Sam Levitt's foot. I know that he looked okay against Texas Tech, but he didn't play against Utah because they didn't want to play him in the rain. So that's something that's lingering. Don't think it's going away anytime soon. So I think BYU or Cincy with no losses would be the look.
Yeah. Said 50 because we're looking at five teams. And, okay, of course, Texas Tech is about even money. That makes sense. That was my pick before the season started. But now we're looking at it fresh and there's a 7, there's an 8, there's a +470 on Arizona State, and then there's the 50-1. Purely a numbers play, and it probably really comes down to this week. Houston at Arizona State, 7.5-point dogs. If they pull off the upset, what's the number then? What does that number drop to? It's going to be – they have a soft schedule. West Virginia,
going UCF. Forward, yeah, UCF.
It is this week.
It's this week. If they win, and that number is ridiculous, you will find nowhere near 50-1. So just purely a numbers play.
On top of the Levitt stuff, great spot for Houston with ASU coming off that Texas Tech win. All right, let's go ACC. Georgia Tech +225, Miami +275, UVA, Louisville, SMU. And then I think that's kind of where it stops for the purposes of this conversation. 3-2-1.
Who's?
Virginia.
Virginia.
What?
Oh. Gotta bet it. Gotta bet it now.
Gotta bet it now.
We all landed on, they're the third favorite in the conference, and we all landed on Virginia +450.
They are +450 to make the playoff, too. So same price. You would think that they would have a different number there, but they do not. It's the same price to win the conference as it is to make the playoffs. So basically they're saying they have to win to get in so many words. BetMGM does not have a market up on the ACC that I see, which is crazy. They have all these different conferences up, but they do not have ACC. Other books, though, have Virginia about 450. Look, Miami's no shoo-in to make the game. Miami could have no more losses the rest of the way and still not make the ACC championship. They don't control their destiny. So while they do have short odds, there's no guarantee that they get in because they've got one loss. They've only played two conference games, mind you. So Georgia Tech's 4-0, Virginia 3-0, SMU 3-0. There's no guarantee that Miami even makes the ACC title game.
Yeah, my first reaction was to look at the Miami number. And then as you look at the situation and the standings and how Georgia Tech 4-0, Virginia 3-0, like, wait a second. I know people are naturally going to gravitate themselves to Miami and think, okay, maybe there's a little bit of value coming off that loss, but there's no guarantee at all. And Virginia has the easiest schedule of everybody in the conference. They have the easiest schedule moving forward. That's going to be a part of this. I did think it was funny, like Nate, like, didn't you? Georgia Tech, not even on his mind. Not worried, not even thinking about SMU. It's like us and Miami. But yeah, Virginia, perfect 5-0 at home. I think that's the play as a third favorite in the ACC. Last Friday, boy, dude, you don't need me to tell you, Sam, that changed so many markets, that result.
Yeah, including the Heisman.
Yep.
All right, let's go SEC. So Texas A&M, still undefeated in conference. Bama's your favorite at plus 125. Georgia, Texas, probably stop there. But if you want to go elsewhere down the board, obviously feel free. 3-2-1.
Georgia.
Bama.
Now, for me, I already have Bama at like, I think it's a 4-1. So I'm kind of biased by that. I looked at A&M. I didn't pull the trigger, but I looked at A&M. I think it was a couple weeks ago at 10-1, and they keep winning. So obviously that number is shorter. I think they, I don't know if it's this week. I just think they slip up. That run defense could be a problem against Missouri. We saw Notre Dame run all over them. I just don't know if I buy it. Kind of like Caroline Fenton was telling us. She's like, I do this every year, and they let me down on Texas A&M. I think they slip up. I understand the Georgia look, though.
I understand the Georgia price. I think, yeah, you know, if we asked Joe to just pick the winner, yeah, I don't know that he would say Georgia. But you did say price. We're gonna take a bad number on Bama. Remember after they lost to Florida State, they went out to like 8-1 to win the SEC, and you're like, well, wait, that's not an SEC game that they lost. But they got jacked up because they lost as a 14-point favorite. It's crazy how people overreact after one result. I would argue after week one, they've been the best team in the country. Like, given who they've played and what they've done, I know Ohio State has a higher ranking. Indiana maybe has a better win, but who they've beaten, the totality of their schedule after week one has been damn impressive at Bama.
Moving forward, Georgia has four of their last five games at home. Florida, Mississippi State, Texas, the tough one, Charlotte, and then you close the season with Georgia Tech, a non-conference game, of course. But yeah, Alabama's the best team in the SEC. But Georgia, I'm just going on the price, and of all the one-loss teams here, moving forward, like you look at Oklahoma, their schedule's impossible. You eliminate them. You know, a few others with games down the road you eliminate. I wish I liked Ole Miss more, because that 17-1 with one loss is enticing, but I just can't get there with all these other teams.
I think we're going to get Bama Georgia in the game. So if you have Georgia in your pocket at 425 going into a game that's going to be lined at what, 3 maybe, you're going to be in a good spot.
And just to back up Sam's point about Bama after that first loss, Ty Simpson went out to 50-1 for Heisman. Because I was holding a 20 and I did not double down.
Your current favorite.
Yeah, current favorite. All right, last one, couple minutes left. Big Ten, Ohio State, the favorite, minus 160. Indiana, Oregon, could go down the board to like a Michigan or a USC. 3-2-1. Buckeyes.
Gertsch.
Oregon.
What? No. Really?
I don't think they're going to win it, but 8-1 is insane. With one loss, they just need somebody to slip up.
That's what it comes down to. Is it Ohio State? Is it just Ohio State, Indiana? And that's that.
That's kind of where I went. And that's, so I was like, all right.
Yeah. And if that's the game, and I'm not saying this is the reason, we know Ohio State has the talent, but man, you think back to how it went last year. Does Ohio State have to win that game? Nope. They don't. They don't have to. What would this mean to Indiana to win the Big Ten championship? So 2-1, think they're in the game. I just took that because I think Ohio State was like minus $1.50, something like that.
Yeah, yep, 160.
Just the price, Sam, on Oregon?
Yep, and it will not win. Yep. Okay. But come on.
But I understand. Totally understand. Power rankings on the other side. This is BetSwitz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.